Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This bill will literally legalize voter fraud. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, to begin with, you might ask, why are we talking about H.R. 1? This bill will clearly legalize voter fraud. It's because elections matter. And elections, free and fair elections, are the foundation of a free society. If we can't elect and be confident in the people we are electing, that is, that our vote is really being counted, then we lose our freedom. Moreover, it is because of one justice that has been added to the United States Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, that has made an amazing difference in our church litigation defending religious freedom on behalf of churches all over the country. How did that happen? It happened because people voted, and the candidate, Donald Trump, ultimately won and then nominated and got confirmed Amy Coney Barrett. Elections matter. But if this particular bill comes into being, and this bill is now being pushed this month by Senator Schumer, he says he is going to force a vote on this bill, and if it passes, we will lose our freedom in America, and election fraud will become legalized. In fact, there are already 49 Democratic co-sponsors of this bill. Now, they need one more, and then they have the vice president to break the 50-50 tie. If they get that one more senator to co-sponsor or vote in favor of this bill, they will try to push this H.R. 1 bill alongside the budget reconciliation, which, unlike the other bills that require filibuster 60-vote margins to be able to vote on the ultimate substance of the bill, the budget bills do not require the filibuster, and so they can be passed by a vote of just simply 51 or a majority. So this bill, Holly, is one of the most serious threats to our freedom, and it is close to passing. However, we have been able to stop it so far, and we can stop it if, and that's a big if, we take action now.
You know, all of us need to get on the phone, email, write letters, and demand that our legislators uphold the Constitution. Because under the Constitution, state legislatures hold total control over how elections will be managed. But this terrible bill will take that power away from the state and make it a federal issue with all these federal mandates.
And you know, the people ask the question, can Congress do this? And yes, Article 1, Section 4 says that Congress can regulate in the area of federal elections, except they can't do a few small areas. But they could actually regulate. They have historically given these powers to the state. And so the state has regulations with regards to state elections, obviously, which Congress has no authority over, but also federal elections as well. And a lot of states are passing laws to reform the election process because of the fraud problems, the concerns that arose out of 2020. All of those laws, all of the investigations, all of the audits that are ongoing and that will ongo into the future, they would be stopped if H.R. 1 passes, because H.R. 1 would become supreme over the states in any area regarding federal elections, your House, your Senate, and the President of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened in election 2020. Those state elections, those ballots should have been sent back to those designated states where there was fraud. And because it didn't happen, now we're ending up with the mess that we have now. But the states have control over these elections. And yes, fortunately, some of these audits are now happening after the fact. But that's a key issue. You know, each state, you know, look at Florida, for example. You know, Florida was once a laughingstock, right, during the
2000 election. Yeah,
that
was so-called hanging chads.
Yeah, and you were involved in that. But we cleaned up our act. We got Governor DeSantis, and it was a smooth sailing.
And we have
issue.
A new election reform bill, right. Comprehensive one, that was passed and signed into law by Governor DeSantis, passed by the legislature, signed into law. All of that would stop.
Right.
All of that would end.
Right.
And other states have done similar things, like Georgia has addressed voter issues. Texas is in the process of doing that, other states as well. But H.R. 1 would stop all that. In fact, what we want you to do, and we have a landing page, lc.org/HR1, lc.org/HR1. That gives you more information about this H.R. 1 bill and the voter fraud that it would legalize. It also gives you opportunities to make your voice heard. Our target is the Senate because it's already passed in the House.
Right, and time is of the essence because Schumer has already said this month he's going to put this through.
That's right. So we want you to fax the legislators, the senators, and sign the petition so that we can distribute the faxes and the petitions to key senators. We only need some to hold the line and stop this bill. And then there's also a way for you to call your senators as well. Now, even if your senator is non-responsive and you know it's a worthless effort to work on your senator, you can still do the faxes and the petitions that we will ultimately present to other senators who will make or can make that critical difference. Here's some of the things that it does. This bill is unbelievable in terms of the voting fraud. In fact, it automatically registers people 16 and above. Automatically registers them. So you don't have to register yourself. You're automatically registered. Now, these people would not be eligible to vote. It would automatically register people, no doubt, that are not citizens. It would send people without requesting mail-in ballots. So the mail-in ballots would literally flood the mailboxes. And whether you live there or not, whether the person has died or not, whether they have moved into another state or not, those mailboxes would be flooded by these mail-in ballots, meaning other people could take those ballots and use them to vote.
Like what happened on 2020 election.
Like what happened
in 2020. A lot of dead people voted.
Yeah, dead people voted. Other people voted that were not legal, people that didn't even live in the states. This ultimately prevents the states, by the way, from cooperating with each other, because right now a number of states cooperate to see whether or not someone voted in that state and the particular home state. That would end, so people would be able to vote in more than one state. No more voter ID. I mean, you need a ID to go get a library card to check out a library book. But for elections, this bill would say no voter ID. So all of these states that have voter ID, those would be illegal. Those would simply be irrelevant because they would be superseded by this law. No voter ID. Also, it prevents poll workers from even questioning the validity or the legitimacy of the voter. Somebody could bring over a mail-in ballot, or you could mail in a ballot. If you question that particular mail-in ballot, if you question the voter because you think the person doesn't live in the state, maybe they voted before, maybe they've come to the precinct more than once, maybe they're a frequent voter in multiple precincts because you can vote in multiple precincts, any precinct of your choice. There's no longer a single precinct that you will vote in anymore. If that person questions the validity of that voter, maybe they're too young, maybe they're not a naturalized citizen, whatever it is, maybe they have a ballot that they're dropping off, a mail-in ballot, and it's not completed, it's improper, then that poll worker can be fined up to $100,000 and 5 years in prison.
And you know, Matt, it's so important to look at how these radical legislators are framing this. They're calling it For the People Act. They're saying this is about upholding our democracy, when it's actually the opposite. It's taking away the very freedom upon which this country is based. We would no longer have the freedom to vote. It would already be set in stone like a third world country.
Yeah, and in fact, it presumes that all of these mail-in ballots are legitimate. The presumption is that you have to count them,
right,
even if they are fraudulently on their face. You've got to throw them in the big pot of votes. You have to count them. Somebody can then also come in 2 minutes before the polls close that day, and they can register to vote. You can't challenge them. You can't question them. Their vote goes into the big pool. And there's no way when you put it in this big melting pot, you're going to be able to figure out which one is which.
This is about control over the people, control over elections.
And it gives a 6-to-1 federal matching dollar to your campaign funds, which means that if you raised $100 million, you could get $600 million more dollars from the federal government. And that's, in fact, what one of the losing Democrats raised, $130, $40 million against Senator Lindsey Graham. We would have paid him another $600 million or more.
So they're waving that as a carrot.
So go to lc.org/HR1, fax and sign the petition and call the senators now. Time is of the essence.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.